And welcome to the Prayer Closet. It's the time that we come to you each and every weekday to bring your prayer requests and your praise reports to the Lord and to corporately get together and be lifting each other up, supporting each other. So if you guys have a prayer request or a praise reports, we want to hear from you. 419-389-0893. That's 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. That is prayer@yeshome.com. And today on the Prayer Closet, we have our very own Pete via Lima. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, April.
Good morning. All right, Pete. So first off, we're going to go ahead and start off in prayer, and then I'm going to go ahead and let you bring the word, okay?
That sounds wonderful, yes.
Awesome. Dear Lord, we just thank you so much for this day, and we thank you that we have the opportunity to come to you each and every day and to talk to you and bring our needs, Lord, to you and celebrate our victories and just have communication with you, Lord. So I just pray right now, as our listeners are listening, that whatever Pete has to offer, that you would just take it, that you would sow seeds and be an encouragement, Lord. I pray that those people who maybe are struggling with something would not be afraid to get in the request and let us help shoulder those burdens, Lord. Lord, and those who have had some celebrations and some victories, that they would share those as well and be an encouragement to everybody else, Lord. We just lay all these things at your feet in your name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Pete, go ahead.
That's awesome. Thank you, April. Very honored to be asked to do the Prayer Closet today. I thought about what I'd like to share, and I would like to share my favorite teaching on prayer. It's something that I probably learned in high school, maybe college. There's four different ways to kind of approach the Lord as you go to Him in prayer. And I'd like to share those four ways. It kind of makes a neat little acronym. I believe that this isn't a novel teaching. It's been out there for quite some time. But I felt led to share it again today. It's called the ACTS model of prayer. A-C-T-S, ACTS model of prayer, just like the fifth book of the Bible. The ACTS prayer model is a very good way to focus our hearts to the Lord. And it's an exciting way to remind us that we don't just come to God for requests. We're going to go ahead and come to Him with a few different approaches, a few different things before we just ask the Lord to minister. And He certainly does want to minister. I don't want to take away from that, but there's so many different, and I'm going to share some scriptures that are going to kind of illustrate what exactly I'm talking about. So ACTS is an acronym, and that stands for Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, and Supplication. Let me back up to number one. Number one is adoration, adoring the Lord. During this time, it kind of helps us directly focus on God. We adore Him for who He is, His names, His character, His roles, His identity. And then we worship and praise God with your mind, with your heart, and with your voice. 1 Chronicles 29:10 starts out, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from your name, and you rule over all. In your hand are great power, and in your hand it is to make great, to give the strength to all. And now we thank you, Lord, our God, and we make glorious praises to your name." Let me share Revelation 5:12 also. This is a jubilant testimony scripture. It says, "Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And let me finish with a psalm. Psalm 25:8, "Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, He instructs sinners in that way." Let me go ahead and just kind of give you a little sample of that. So if you would bow your hearts with me, and let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, you're a loving God, and you're constantly by my side in every walk of life. Lord, wherever you go, that is where I want you to show yourself to me. We adore you, God. You have all glory and honor and blessings and praise. Worthy is your name. Thank you again, God, for letting us adore the God of creation. It's a beautiful day out today, Lord. Thank you again for letting us be reminded of your awesome power through creation. Thank you, Lord. We just want to go ahead and pray these things in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's children said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let me go ahead. Can I share the second one, the confession? When we acknowledge who God is and we adore Him for the way that He forgives us. Let me go ahead and share with you a psalm. Psalm 139:23 and 24 says, "Search me and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And if there be any grievous way in me, lead me into the way everlasting. So let me go ahead and lead a prayer of confession for our listeners today. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you again in the name of Jesus. We are sorry, God, for the sins that grieve you, God. We ask for your forgiveness. Lord, would you forgive us for the things that we have done wrong, that are sinful, that are not pleasing to you, God? We repent. We ask you, God, to minister forgiveness unto each and every person, God, that's turning their hearts to you right now. Thank you, Lord, for the way that we can just come to you whenever we need, God. So we confess our sins and we ask for forgiveness. Lead us into the way everlasting. In Jesus' name, amen. Our second to last one, Thanksgiving. This is the T in the word act. This, again, a time for celebrating. Praises. Confession is the second act of praying to the Lord. And we already covered that. Thanksgiving, let me go ahead and share two verses here. Philippians 4, 6, 7 say, do not be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Go to Psalms again. It's a wonderful book of praise. 100 verses 4 and 5 say, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give him thanks and bless his name, for the Lord is good, and his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness is to all generations. Let me just go ahead and lead a sample prayer of thanksgiving here. Thank you, God, that you are faithful in keeping your promises to me, to the listeners, Lord. Thank you for the many blessings that you have provided in my life and everyone's life, God. You are continuing to work. So I'm very grateful, God, for testimonies of things that God has done in our listeners' lives. May they celebrate that with us, Lord. If there's a listener out there, Lord, and they just desire to share the goodness, share how you have moved in their lives, we would love to be edified, to be encouraged, and to share that with our listeners this morning. So thank you again, Lord. You are worthy. You are mighty, and we give you thanks. Psalms 118 says, you are my God, and I will exalt your name. We pray all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. The last thing I want to share is the S, the supplication. And this is probably the most often thought about thing when we say prayer. It's our requests, things that are on our heart, things that are on our minds for the day. This is a time to ask God for his divine help to meet a need, maybe to solve a problem, to work in somebody else's life. Let me go ahead and share two scriptures here as well. Philippians 4, 6 says, do not be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And then 1 Timothy 2, the first four verses say, first of all, then I urge you that supplications and prayers and intercessions and thanksgiving be made for all people and for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and a quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and this is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior. God, we desire to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. So the S is the last part. We've kind of set the stage for asking the Lord to minister to us, to a friend, to somebody from school, somebody from work. Again, let me just kind of review. The ACTS model of prayer stands for the adoration, the confession, the thanksgiving, and then the asking, the supplication. So thank you, Lord, for giving us a biblical model and how we can approach you and how we can glorify you. Let your glory be shown, Lord, in our prayer life today, and we will be truly grateful. Thank you. God bless.
Thanks so much, Pete. Super appreciate you bringing us the word today. Once again, that's YesFM's own Pete. So again, if you guys have a prayer request or a praise report, 419-389-0893. That's 419-389-0893. Also, you can email prayer@yeshome.com. That is prayer@yeshome.com.